What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Yes!
Simplified it up.
It was pretty simple, but I liked it.
I mean, I don't know if I'm in a weird mood, but I liked that.
Sometimes it's the simple things.
I was going to say, now I know what I can go to get Jason on board.
It's rare that we have one. It was very rare. And by very rare, I mean, like, I can't ever remember one where, like, the beginning, the middle, and the end just kind of all worked. We always start strong or end strong and have just a massacre at some point. That was just simple and to it. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, the brownie, if you don't put the nuts in it, it's just good through and through. You mix a few nuts in, you're taking your chance.
Oh, you're pulling out the scorecards?
I'm pulling out the scorecards here.
Yeah?
Because that was a solid 7.
Okay.
I mean,
right. I'll take a 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, I think, you know.
Which is probably the highest grade we've ever got.
I mean, a 7.
I reserve a 7, 8, 9 for the walnut brownies.
That's fine. There was very little risk taken.
Exactly.
Wait.
Although I don't like walnut brownies.
Are you saying... Yeah, because you put walnut brownies at the high end of the 10. Like, they're much worse than non-walnut brownies.
Yeah, it was a bad example because the truth is all I'm saying is when you add more variables to the equation, it becomes riskier with a higher reward. I don't like walnuts in my brownies. I should have gone with something else.
That is what we just needed to clarify because the monsters that started putting nuts in brownies and then that just became the standard.
No,
shame on you.
How did that is it a
salty?
It's
big nuts.
Yeah. It is. It is absolutely.
They're everywhere, man.
They're a real problem in our society.
Ruin your foods one brownie at a time. Was it a salty, sweet thing that they decided that they wanted to go with?
I don't mind salty and sweet. That's great.
I know what I'm saying.
The problem is the
texture. Was that where they formulated the...
Yeah.
I believe we've learned. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
So they started making both.
When I'm eating something soft, I don't feel like a crunchy...
Well, yes,
hard.
You do sometimes.
So you're a Mounds guy.
Yeah, I'm a Mounds, not an
Almond Joy.
You don't ever feel like a nut?
I feel nutty all the time.
Does anyone like those candy bars?
No.
I kind of do.
Oh,
no.
Mounds?
I kind of do like Mounds, yeah.
Okay.
When Halloween runs around and, you know, because that's
yeah,
what
when
it does,
runs around.
It runs all over the place.
It's on the loose again.
Oh, there goes Halloween. When that happens and
dummies.
I'm raiding my children's candy.
You go for the Mounds?
Well, yeah, because I know they don't want them. And I like them. So it's great because they're not going to miss them. They're like, what is this, coconut?
And I'm the one that gets made fun of for the antiquated candy takes.
Yeah, no, I am fully aware that the coconut Mounds are not usually the pinnacle of people's preference.
Welcome to the Spitballers Podcast. Andy, Mike, and Jason with you. Would you rather situation room? And we are drafting. This was going to be fun. We are drafting clothing that you would like to make the other people wear all of the time. So
yes.
I'm drafting to basically put 4 pieces of clothing on you guys for the rest of your lives.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Mike has the first pick.
And I've got a... I mean, there's a lot of good ones, but I'm very happy with my first pick.
All right. At Spitballers Pod on Twitter.
Jason knows what it is.
Probably, yeah.
Let's get it going.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? Question coming in from Steve on the website. He says,
Steve.
During every conversation, would you rather say now... It's my turn to speak. Every time you start speaking.
What are these questions?
Or you say, now it's your turn to speak.
Oh, man.
Every time you finish speaking.
Oh.
So let's play this out here. Now it's your turn to speak, Jason.
Well, now it's my time to speak, Andy. And I mean, one of these things is unbelievably rude.
I'm with you, Jason. One of them is... It could be seen as polite, and the other could be seen as rude.
Absolutely. If I'm talking and I finish my sentence and I say, okay, now Mike, it's your time to speak. That's fine.
What a polite person.
But if you're speaking and I say, now it's my time to speak.
I thought that you were going to say that now it's
Mike,
your turn.
Mike, now it's my time to speak.
I thought you were going to say that your turn is the rude one.
No.
Well, we still get to control the inflection a little bit, right?
Yes. So yeah.
If I'm saying, well, now it's your time to speak.
Yeah.
That is far less. I mean, I can make it rude. I can be like, wait, now it's your turn to speak. That's rude. But I don't know how to unrude, say, declaring that it is now my time to speak.
Hold on. Now it's my turn to speak.
Ooh, that's rude.
That was so rude.
That was super rude.
That was your best example of not rude.
Yeah, it sounded pretty insulting.
And it was super rude. I felt attacked. I felt personally attacked.
I felt fine delivering it.
Well, that's a problem. Hold on. Now it's my turn to speak.
No, I can't say it.
That wasn't even better.
You can't say it in a good way.
I'm trying, man.
Whoa. Now it's my turn to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels a little rude.
Well, they're both terrible.
Well, I'm not saying that I want
either of
these.
I'm choosing the one where I hand the baton to the other person. That's my final answer.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, when you are making one of these declarations, one of them is self-serving and one of them is giving. Even if they're both rude, at the end of one, it's like...
You're either cutting somebody off.
But I'm saying I'm taking the time now, all eyes on me, and now here I go. It's just, you can't do that.
That's my final answer. Sounds like you're the same.
For sure.
I'm the other way,
okay.
Man.
Okay.
All right.
The other way. But it's now it's your turn to speak.
Thank you.
That didn't
thank
feel
you.
Rude.
No, that felt great.
Wow.
You're right.
Am I taking crazy pills over here?
It just has a rude sound to it, man.
Yeah. But so, Brooks, do you agree with Andy and I, or do you agree more with Mike?
No, I'm with you too.
Okay.
Like, that's the better of the two.
Okay.
Also, Mike hasn't done a lot of speaking in his life.
Yeah.
He tries to avoid it at all costs. We're going to show you the ropes, Mike.
I guess. Also, Al Borland out of the building today. That was Brooks.
That's right.
No one cares.
I'm sitting here thinking, what funny thing can I say to at his expense? And you take care of it right away.
Yeah. You just walked right over him.
Oh, man. Alex from Patreon, would you rather work in an office that smells strongly of urinal cakes or smells strongly of gasoline? Now, urinal cakes, that's not the smell of urine.
No.
That's the smell of the very strong anti-aroma that they attempt to have you urinate on.
Yes, but also at the same time, then your brain fuses that smell.
That is
So it smells like... It's the clean urine.
It's the pee-pee cake.
Yeah, yes. It smells like a pee-pee cake.
It does smell like a pee-pee cake. I wanted to... look, the women out there,
you
might never
pee-pee
have...
cake.
You might never have smelled a urinal cake, you know, because you don't use a urinal usually. urinal cakes... So I was like, I wonder how they describe the scent of urinal cakes. I Googled, what is the smell of a urinal cake?
Good. Ooh. Good Google.
Yeah, thank you. What do urinal cakes smell like? Most urinal cakes have a neutral or pleasant smell.
No.
And no, it does not.
If
that
it's
is
right
written
out of
by the... big urinal cakes.
If it's right out of a package, sure.
Before the pee-pee gets on it?
Yeah, even a first couple pee-pees.
Right.
The urinal cake's got its fresh, it's like, you know, it's like the plug-ins on the wall. The second you plug it in, that first aroma, you're good, but it just loses so much of its
scent when it gets peed on. Yeah.
Right. If you pee on the wall on one of those plug-ins.
I mean, in the end here, it's getting peed on. It's smelling to some degree like pee.
But
because...
I'd rather have the bathroom with them than without them.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It gives me a target.
I think that's like the bigger thing. For guys, because they're just so gross.
Try to hit the urinal cake?
Yeah, you have to put something, like, have you seen there's urinals where they put, like, a fly?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in just a, like.
Oh, to get you to pee on the fly?
Yeah.
It works.
And it works.
Brooks is nodding.
They've done the studies, you know.
Oh, because more people will keep it.
They talk to the restaurants, and they're like, is it cleaner after you've done this? And they say, oh, yeah, tremendous. It's way cleaner.
They should make
because
a urinal.
Because guys are just, I don't know what they're doing, like, going hands up. You know, just doing a little dance while they're taking a whiz.
Maybe they think there's a fly on the floor. I'll get them.
I mean, it does seem like people don't know how to use a urinal. And we used to work together at an office building with a shared bathroom across all the different suites. And we even had, there were rumors of there was
the pier.
Yeah.
The pier.
That was what we coined this person, the pier. And every now and then you would walk into this, you know, this mildly public restroom. It wasn't a public restroom, but this right. office complex's
mildly public is a funny way to put it, but yes.
Because it's not like the average public is just coming in to use this.
It's not a gas station, but it's still a public restroom.
Right, mildly public. And every now and then you go in there and there's a lake.
And
there's just you're walking into a real problem. And then it's a self-perpetuating problem
galoshes.
Because you need to take...
You need a distance from the urinal to not stand in it.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the real problem.
So you become the peer yourself.
Yeah, because I mean, you can only lean so far from 6 feet away.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Why not make a urinal cake that's shaped like a target?
Oh, absolutely.
Like with
that's a good idea.
Like with scores, and it should light up when you hit the right part. Put up a top score.
Yeah, that would help.
Oh, like those balloon games
yeah.
where you shoot the water into the clown's mouth.
Okay.
What yeah. if you are actually above the urinal?
But there is it.
There Why, is above the urinal?
Above the urinal. No, no, no. No. That's not where your target is.
Okay.
That would be a problem. No, but above the urinal is like a score tracker.
Oh, heck yeah. And
you're
there's
competing a little
with the guy next to you.
There's a little hole in the back of the urinal where the okay. fly usually is.
Yes.
Right. And it...
Moves.
It tracks your pee. So not only is this...
Is it a volume thing too?
Yeah, it's accuracy and volume. It's like, guys, check this out. New high score. It's like, you got 10,000?
Yeah, I've been drinking all day.
How hydrated are you? I mean, that's incredible.
And then it says the name of the person. You put in your initials.
You see people shaking. You're like, dude, why don't you just go to the bathroom? No.
No, I'm going for
up.
A score.
I'm going for the high score today, fellas.
This is a big business on the way.
Is Al back, or is he not on the microphone?
Oh, hooray.
I'm here.
What's up?
The people are
very
happy. We're
so happy you're back.
We said great things about you.
The people
I bet you did.
Missed you.
Yeah. The people did.
Yeah.
Show been good so far?
No, it's been all right.
I would give it a 10 so far.
We just went off on a urinal detour.
What do you think about this, Al? A score tracker on urinals where it tracks how accurate to the target and the volume you have. Would you want to use that urinal more?
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know how competitive I am.
Oh, this whole
I
office.
I will destroy you at the
we
urinal.
We would never drink more water.
Volume, 8. Stream strength, yeah. 6.
This is for health and for sanitation? This is truly
a great
idea.
Oh, we'll just all be in there with Super Soakers trying to set the high score. You know we'll be in there
are you cheating.
Cheating
again on the urinal?
I'm sorry. This is just water.
Yeah.
All right. But by the way, the question was...
Was there a question?
The smell of urinal cakes or gasoline. I'm going gasoline. I love the smell of gas.
Oh, it is delightful. My wife would huff gasoline at all times if she could.
There is a problem, though. Because I do as well. I'm one of the people that...
Oh, you like it, too?
The gas station smells good.
Oh, get some gas in here, Al.
But...
Not that kind of gas, though.
No, correct.
Like, you think you like it, but then I had a road trip as a kid. I went up to a lake with some friends, and my buddy had to fill up. He was tasked with filling up the car, and it overflowed, and it got gas on his pants. He's in the car. You do not like the smell.
So at first you think it's good, but then it's too much.
If you just are getting like a little dose of it, but if it really smells like gasoline... Yeah, I mean, headache, you're nauseous, it becomes a really big problem.
Is that why Mobil never came out with the little Glade plugins
like
with
air freshener.
With their gas flavor?
Is that gasoline?
So you're thinking,
you
this is
go
just
urinal
the smell
cake.
Of it. Maybe it doesn't have the...
If it's too strong, it's going to be a real big problem.
Okay. Jason, do you have any other thoughts? Shall we move on?
I am just looking up to see if anyone has a urinal high score machine built, whether any kind of video game urinal
How
exists, because... I think we're going to be onto something big here. I really do. We got to get the naming.
P-Pals.
Ooh, not bad.
Okay.
But that requires like multiple stalls.
It's head to head.
Yeah, this is a game.
They're all in pairs. It's three pairs.
Oh, it's like Top Shot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, maybe you can get them in fours like when you have the race car games at the arcade.
Yeah, and these are definitely eye contact is necessary.
Okay. Wait, they're head to head that way?
Oh yeah.
Face
Wait,
to face?
Wait, eye contact with each other?
Yeah, the wall's in the way, but you can stare into your opponent's eyes.
Okay. We're building different urinals over here, Mike. We'll have a different suite of options.
Yeah, I mean for different kinds of people. Mildly public, fully public, all types of restrooms.
Yeah, now it's my time to talk.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty bad.
Felt bad still.
Yeah, all right, Jonathan from Patreon. Would you rather Oh, another pee one. Jonathan, would you rather accidentally pee your pants once a month or poop your pants twice a year?
Oh, man. You got to pee your pants.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know because 12 or 2, like both of these instances, I imagine it's an accident, so it is when you're not expecting it. And no matter what, you're having to change the pants.
I was going to say, this is an emergency. You got to get out and change them.
Sure.
Not for sure? You don't have to change after a pee accident?
This is a full pee. This ain't a trickle.
Yeah. I'm not saying that I don't want to change my pants. I would want to change my pants if I peed my pants, of course. But I could, if I didn't, it would dry in... This isn't like 2 hours later, I'm going to be in pee pants. This is, oh my gosh, I can't believe...
You're smelling bad.
Don't hear what I'm not saying. I wish I had a pair of pants to change into. But if I didn't, you can survive in pee pants. If you don't have a change of clothes with poop pants, what are you doing?
Hold on. If you, because assuming that you're it's a healthy BM and it's all together, couldn't you just toss the underpants?
Ooh.
And still, like, you just roll in commando. It's not going to be comfortable. But
yeah, it's fine.
But I think that you might be okay.
First of all, that is a wild assumption.
I know.
That you'll be comfortable?
Well,
no, that
no,
it's a healthy,
that it's a healthy, solid BM. Okay, because this could be...
If it's an accident, it's probably...
There's a couple assumptions there. One, the healthy, solid state. Two, yeah, the underpants. Okay, you think I'm not never going commando? I mean, I don't have to go. No.
That's a you problem.
No, this isn't a you.
If you lose that game, you're wearing some underpants the rest of the year.
This is not just a me problem. I know that all three of us have many shorts in our arsenal that have the built-in underwear.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's like half of my shorts.
Sure, but you got to carry a Swiss Army knife and just cut out the
Here's what I
think
would be really fun is that in both of these scenarios, there is a 5-second panic alarm that goes off audibly when this is about to happen. So you're out in the public, you're sitting at the table, and it's, you know, I don't know if we have the panic alarm here, but it's going off audibly, and then it happens.
Yeah.
And you've got no control.
No, it's just turn the lights off.
Yeah, the lights go down. There it is.
Oh no, here it comes. And you don't have time. It's 5 seconds.
I am sprinting to a bathroom immediately. But I mean, by rule here, there's no allowing of success, right? Like, you've got to go, you've got
to
run
to
the bathroom and then go in your pants in the bathroom.
Pooping.
Now, would you sit down to do that?
No.
Just clothes on?
I don't think you can sit down. No, because you're squishing.
Yeah.
You got to stand to poop.
I have proved that wrong.
Yes, but would
Where
you
does it go?
In the shorts.
I mean, it goes around.
Yeah,
it finds a way. Life finds a way. I'm going poop my pants because in both scenarios, I have to throw everything away.
I will definitely choose the pee my pants.
You're going pee, okay, Mike?
That's the only one here with
experience.
With experience.
Yeah, but when is the last time you peed your pants?
Well, I just recently soaked my pants with toilet water.
Yes. Which I'm sure that we can save that story for the next section.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's a bunch more toilet-related questions here.
I've read ahead. There's a toilet.
Are you kidding me?
No. This is our podcast.
Oh, I'm
95% potty humor.
Sorry, everyone.
But I think because it's only twice, it's definitely worse, but I'll take the poop your pants.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to the situation room.
Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Rocket Money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances, and it's, you know, it can be complicated. It's not fun. At the end of the busy week, the last thing that you want to do is spend time budgeting on the expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions that I'm not using anymore. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all of that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions saving members up to $740 a year when they are using all of the app's features. I have been a long-term user of Rocket Money. In fact, I used them before they were even a sponsor on this show. I love how easy it makes it when, you know, I'll get an alert. Hey, a large transaction just came through. I'm like, well, did I authorize this? And then you realize what it is. And there's also the budgeting part of quickly categorizing everything that you've spent. So it really actually, it helps me on my taxes at the end of the year. Just a little bit of time right now with Rocket Money helps me out in the long run. Stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/ballers. That's rocketmoney.com/ballers. rocketmoney.com/ballers.
The Situation Realm.
James from Patreon writes in, you are confronted with a hornet's nest outside of your front door. You are unable to use any sprays or gases that are commonly used to eliminate or calm them. And you are not allowed to call an exterminator. What creative method will you use to remove the threat?
Whoa.
Now, the timing of this is wild. I guess maybe it's commonly used, but I'll ask you this. Did you guys know that soapy water is highly efficient at killing bees, wasps, and hornets?
I did not know this.
Like, I saw one night just scrolling one of the socials, and it's some feller. He's got a Tupperware, and it's got a liquid in it. I'm like, okay, what's going on here? There's a hornet's nest or wasp nest just in like on the underside of a patio. Walks up, thunk, just holds it up, just sits there for a couple seconds.
Like a bowl of
like
this?
A Tupperware.
Okay.
Just Tupperware. Holds it up for just a little bit of time, takes it off, and then there's like 8 dead wasps chilling in this thing, and the nest came down. And I'm like, I got to look into this.
Yeah, but you couldn't do that. No. You, Mike, could you do that?
Oh, I mean, this is, you know how like some people watch like heights videos?
But don't climb.
Well, no, but I'm saying you're like, oh, you feel that in your undercarriage and everything tightens up. That was me watching this hornet video. But faced with this situation, I am now armed with this weapon against the hornets. I know it at least works.
So my father, that we get a lot of wasps in the pool, and he will fill up a spray bottle, and all that's in it is some Dove dish soap.
There you go.
Wow.
And some water.
Yes.
And he will spray them when they land on the water. They can't get out of the surface tension of the water. Well, the soap messes something up.
No, when I looked at it, because I'm like, this is a goof. This is just trying to get people stung by wasps. Like, yeah, hey kids, soap and water.
Try this out.
But they're saying we think it's because of, like, it closes off their ability essentially to breathe, and they just suffocate real fast.
Now, since we're looking for creativity here, my initial thought was grabbing a trash bag that's got, you know, how you can pull a trash bag closed, trying to throw that up on it and pulling it at the same time.
Okay.
And then having a nest inside of that bag.
Aren't there wasps or hornets flying around this thing?
It depends on the size. If it's just a small nest, then no.
I don't really know how wasps do their life.
Yeah.
Because I've seen wasp nests that are like one wasp.
They just murder. That's what they do.
That's the hornets, the murder hornets.
No, wasps and hornets. Which one are we talking about? Hornets, right?
They're all the same.
I would imagine that when you go to this nest, it's not a docile, lifeless nest.
Yeah,
this is a problem.
You have a swarming nest
of hornets outside.
I hear you.
My first creative plan.
Shotgun.
If they're swarming, it doesn't matter. That I have no way to confront this.
Okay, well, not with that attitude.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. There's a couple of options.
No, there's not.
Oh, absolutely.
I've got two of them. Okay.
One, for me, it has to be from distance. I have to have a projectile. I can't have a bowl of soapy water. I can't have a spray bottle of soapy water. Like, that's not distance enough. I'm using hose. I'm starting with my hose, you know, connected to the front yard and try to spray them from a distance.
That's not that's just gonna, water?
That'll just tick them off, man.
Well, I mean, I'm sure I'm spraying like some dish soap on the hose.
Oh, I'm
stream.
Sure you are.
You got like a bubble
well, now
wand?
That I know this, yeah, like a little bubble wand.
You're shooting bubbles at them?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Plain water will do nothing but get you stung.
No, listen. Now with this knowledge that, you know, look, there's nothing if not knowledge to be had on the Spitballers podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With this knowledge, wouldn't you think that, you know how you have those car wash attachments, you know, it's basically just soap
okay.
that you attach to
yep.
your garden hose
there
and
you
spray
go.
Your car down.
Yep.
I bet you that kills hornets.
That could work.
I mean, that's a distant spray bottle of soapy water.
But if you're presuming a swarm, you're not hitting them all. And some of them are going to get wild and loose and
well,
mad.
Well, that brings me to my option two. Because I know that there's not going to be 100% hit rate on any kind of creativity of getting rid of this thing, and their problems could arise.
And the wasp nest is still there.
Yeah. So number two, call a realtor. They did not say anything about
not moving,
moving, and just completely abandoning that house. It's got a great discount on it. Because there's no
active
way
active swarm discount.
Active swarm discount. Lockbox is on the back door.
Al, do you know what the wait period is for a rocket launcher at your local?
Do I feel delivered?
4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6. That's too long.
Oh, that is correct.
That's too long to wait.
I mean, you could.
I mean, let's say you really have that problem right here, right now. All jokes aside, you just go home from work. You got to get into your house.
I would break a window before
you find a different way in.
You don't have that choice. You have to get in your front door. It is right
okay.
in front of the front door.
If
you
this
have
is
to
real,
get into your house, once you close the door, the wasp nest disappears.
If this is
but
real.
But you got to get in.
And all jokes aside, I have to go in through the front door. It's the only way. All my windows are made of metal. I would 100% use, without a question, I would just use the tactic of sprint.
Just sprint yeah. your way in.
Oh,
that's
for sure.
all I would do. I would
for
never
sure.
try to fix the problem. Because I would cause a bigger problem. I know yeah. that for sure. I would do the tuck and run. You know, I'm yep. going to be knees bent, body bent over, probably eyes closed, maybe running head first into a door, hands out, grab it, go, shut the door.
It's the only way.
Hope I don't get stuck.
You don't put your arms inside your shirt?
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, smart.
I mean, whatever's in the car, like if you have a, maybe you got a hoodie, maybe you got a towel, but otherwise you aren't. You can't address a swarm of hornets with nothingness.
Okay. All right. Argy the Argonaut from Patreon. A new law was just passed.
Okay. Let's hear it.
And you can now only eat everything plain. You cannot have cream in your coffee or ketchup on your hot dog or milk in your cereal. The government has kindly allowed you to choose one food or drink to have however you want. What item do you all choose?
So something that needs an accoutrement. Something to
yeah.
gussy it up a little.
I mean, this is a little bit difficult because you have things
I'm
like,
surprised the milk and the cereal count,
yeah, that
count
one,
as one.
That was the first thought I had. That's not an accessory to your cereal.
That's what's throwing me off now. Like, what's a plain burrito?
Right.
Bean and cheese.
Okay. A bean and cheese burrito is very,
it's
very,
very,
very
good.
Good.
Plain burritos are excellent.
Just bean.
Okay,
still
well,
good. Still good. That tortilla, those beans are refried.
You can't take enough stuff away from a burrito to make it not good.
No, you just give me a tortilla, but like, this is delicious.
What
is this,
true.
A burrito?
This is just a, yeah, it's an open-faced burrito.
He can't be stopped.
I mean, I could get used to black coffee.
Yeah, I can handle it.
I eat hot dogs plain.
So
I,
do
I like them.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Wait,
I think they're good.
You're a plain dog guy?
Not always, but sometimes it's just not worth the fuss, so I grab one and I just eat it.
I
right off the grill? Heck yeah.
When it comes to, like, there's things that I like on a hot dog, but
I don't need it.
Ketchup is not one of those things. I do not like ketchup on a hot dog.
I have not eaten.
I'd rather have some cheese on it.
This
oh,
is
yeah.
really ironic because I have not eaten a plain hot dog in as long as I've been alive until this last weekend. Because my family and I, we built a campfire. And we
right.
roasted hot dogs on a campfire.
There you go.
And so then to get it off the stick, I just put the bun, like I grabbed the
yeah,
bun.
Yeah, yeah.
Slid the dog
and then
off.
I just.
One thing led to another.
It was all done. I just ate the grilled hot dog. It was so good.
It was really good.
So hot dogs are not the choice here.
Yes.
I've what?
Now, if the milk cereal one is a real one, then yeah, I'd say milk to my cereal would be my answer.
Because you're that into cereal?
I'm that into cereal. Big spoon, team.
I
tried, by the way. Let's circle back here. Let's call back. I did. I tried to have a bowl of cereal with a small spoon. I'm not joking when I said it was one of the worst experiences of my life. I couldn't do it. I did about three or four bites, and I went and I forcefully threw that small spoon into the sink and grabbed a big spoon, and then my life was back again.
Well, but why was it bad?
It was bad for a number of reasons. One, the milk cereal proportions, ridiculous.
But they're
just
exactly
ridiculous.
The same.
They're not the same.
Yeah, you're saying that the ratio is different?
I am.
That's impossible.
No. Because a spoon's base, right? You fill milk up to basically the horizontal line of a spoon.
Right. Yeah.
But cereal stacks higher than it does proportionally on a small spoon to a big spoon. So you actually get less milk per spoon bite.
You get more milk and more cereal.
No, you get less milk. Why would you think you get more milk with a small spoon?
I'm saying in a bigger spoon, you get more milk and more cereal.
No, you get more milk proportional to cereal. Trust me.
So less.
Did either of you try the big spoon?
No, because I can't fit it.
It's a normal size spoon. We took many polls. 60% of the population has no issue with this.
Yeah, well. People do.
No, Brooks. A smaller spoon did not prevent a T-shirt spill. Thank you very much. I can spill with either one.
Anyways, what was the question?
I don't know. Something about milk and cereal.
You have to eat stuff plain now.
So I think that the answer to me would 100% be bread. Bread has to have something on it.
Oh, yeah, without butter.
It's
got to
have butter.
Yeah.
If it's for dinner, it's got to have jelly if it's its own thing. Like, just eating a slice. When's the last time you just had a slice of bread? Just bread, and you didn't.
A lot.
What?
You just
grab a slice of bread and eat it?
Not a slice
of
bread.
No, I mean, you dip it into soup or something.
Well, that's
yeah, you can't do that.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
When's the last time I didn't put anything on the. Okay.
Yes. Well, no, you were like, you know, what did you just eat the bread?
I was thinking specifically butter, but yes. I mean.
I can eat a hunk of sourdough without anything on it.
How about
some plain white bread? Just a white sandwich bread.
No, I won't do that.
Exactly.
When you sit down to dinner and there's bread being served with the meal,
mm-hmm.
are you responsible for your own addition of the butter, or does it...
If someone served me bread...
Yeah, pre-butter is what I'm asking about.
If someone served me bread at dinner that did not come pre-bread or toasted or made up, then that is a bad host.
Wait, what?
So this is what I was asking. I've never had.
So you're a bad. Someone sets down a basket of bread in front.
Yeah,
of you.
Yeah, that's a normal thing.
You're saying what has to have been done?
Well, there's a difference. You just changed. You
a basket changed of roll. A basket of rolls.
Yeah, that's fine. That's different. A basket of bread or rolls. That's self buttered.
Okay.
But if you are serving bread alongside a dish, that needs to be like pre-toasted or buttered or taken care of. You don't just put a plate of spaghetti out there and throw them a slice of white bread.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, sure. I mean, that's...
Yeah.
This is how we do it.
Yeah, clearly.
I didn't know that was a problem. I didn't know people were just handing out plain slices of bread
with
dinner.
They aren't, but in this world, for this question, they would. Nobody's hands out plain slices of bread. So I'm saying the one thing I don't want to have happen to me is have them hand me a plain slice of bread.
I feel like you're getting so mad at something that's never happened.
Exactly.
but could you imagine if it did?
It's a hypothetical question.
I'd have to butter it myself.
I'd have to walk to the toaster?
We need to move on to a new question.
Okay.
Al, since you're back, do you want to weigh in on whether I should do the third or the fourth question? Because they look very different in length.
They are very different. Let's go with the fourth one.
All right. The Dr. Poison on Patreon says, Brooks decided to spend some money of his fortune on hiring a sign spinner to help you troll somebody. Who do you troll, and what does the sign say?
Who do you troll?
So you got to... First, you got to figure out the who.
Yeah.
And the who, there's only two avenues I could see that make sense. One is a person that would accept the troll, right? Because not everybody would find this funny.
I've already got mine figured out, man.
Or someone you really dislike. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care. I'm trolling them hardcore. So you've got yours figured out,
yes.
Andy.
Yeah, no, I'm having a sign spinner stroll over to Mike's street. I need two sign spinners because I need one standing on the corner pointing towards his house and one right in front of your house, if you don't mind.
No, no.
And the sign spinners.
Brooks is good for two.
He's good for two. Yeah. He's got the money.
Yep.
And all it says is, come in for coffee and conversation. So you got a stream of strangers just rolling in, wanting to just shoot the breeze with Mike Wright, a man of many words.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a bad day, Mike, or is that a bad day?
Yeah, the only thing I could think that might be worse is if I'm like sitting somewhere and you're like spinning a side that says like free hugs.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. See, that's a great idea. Can I make a little upgrade on it?
Just of course you can. Brooks has got the cash.
I don't think that people are going to obey that sign and come into someone's house for free conversation.
The free coffee.
But let's just call it an open house. Huh? And you know what I mean?
Oh, even though he's not selling his place?
Absolutely. He's not selling his place. But there's a sign that says open house. People just walk right into that. How good a troll is
that? That's a really good troll.
Like, this is a legit troll you could do. They sell those open house signs everywhere. We used to be realtors.
That would be a really funny
just
troll.
Just go get an open house sign and put them at someone's porch and then on their driveway and down the street and see what happens.
I did something similar to somebody once. A good friend, Brandon.
Okay.
And I, as a form of trolling, because we were going back and forth, I did list a room for his house for rent on Craigslist.
Oh, man.
And his car for sale on Craigslist. And he
with
got,
his phone number.
With his phone number.
Oh, man.
And he received texts and calls for hours because he wasn't in control of the list.
Oh, man.
It was pretty good.
That's good, but
he had
brutal.
To beg me to stop.
And that is, this is something that.
Don't do this at
home. No. You, of course, like, I could not imagine doing that, but I could totally imagine having done that. You know, when you're a young growing boy, you do some stupid things. I look back at some of the things I did as a teenager or in my early 20s. I just can't believe it. I'm like, no, I did not do, but I did do that. What is my son or my sons and my daughter, what are they going to do in another decade when they...
Shenanigans.
Oh, man, I've got to have grace and a memory of my own youth.
Fair enough. So, do you guys have any other ideas for sign spinning?
No, I like the open house. That's a good one.
Yeah. Let's draft.
The Spitballers Draft.
Well, I think this will be a fun draft, in part because I imagine Al may attempt to recreate some of these outfits.
Sure.
For maybe the thumbnail on this show.
Mm. Possible.
Nice.
Possible.
But we are drafting clothing that we would like to make the other person wear all of the time. So, Mike, and we're including accessories, anything you would wear as an accessory, we're going to be giving to one another. And, Mike, you get to make the first pick.
There's a clear 101.
Is there?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
I'm going to start at the top, which means at the top of the head.
Oh, okay.
So we have just have a different one, and like this item, it's strange because there are certain circumstances where this hat is awesome. Like it can be a legendary hat. Like my dude, Indiana Jones, he wears a fedora and you're like, man, if I could look that cool.
Yeah, if I could pull off a fedora.
If I could pull it off, except the problem is nobody in the modern day of society can pull off a fedora. You look like a douche.
I have proven that.
And it's just, and we just keep trying. We keep trying to put the hat on. And you're like, no, it looks bad. If you're wearing a fedora right now, I'm sorry that I have to tell you this.
No one's wearing a fedora.
There are people out
there. They sell fedoras for a reason. Somebody's buying them.
There are people out there wearing fedoras. And I'm sorry, you look bad.
I think fedora is in the 5% range of when people start to lose their hair and they're considering alternative options. I think the fedora, that's where they get bought.
I just remembered last week.
So you're going with fedora, obviously.
Yep.
last week, and I was up north with a friend, and we went to an ice cream shop, and he comes up to me.
Oh no!
And he taps me on the shoulder, and says, "Hey, I want you to know, we're close enough friends. I will never ever let you wear something like that." And then I look over, and this man had a fedora with a feather in it, and it was not like an ironic joke or gag. This is what that dude was wearing, and he looked exactly as bad as anyone wearing a fedora with a feather in the cap. There are people that do try it
because I understand. I understand the desire. I want to wear the Indiana Jones hat, but it doesn't work unless you are a rugged explorer or you're solving, you know, or you're like looking at ancient history and civilizations.
Yeah, you got to be an archaeologist or something. Yes. Therein.
And right. Have a whip.
What was your number one that you thought
my
Mike
101?
Would take?
I think this would be, you know, if this is what you got to wear,
okay,
for now, forever, it could be a real problem. It's a Speedo. I mean, if you're wearing a Speedo, that is, you've got your options are limited for life.
So just a Speedo.
You just got a Speedo on.
That would be some workout motivation, I think.
Enjoy life.
That was my first thought. Is like, if I'm stuck in a Speedo, I am. My legs are very strong.
Yeah, I'm
very,
working out.
Very strong.
Not my 101. Okay. So we all have a different 101. I just like the idea of you having to wear this the rest of your life. You're going to wear a corset.
Okay. Okay.
You're strapping
yes.
in.
Oh, suck it in. I love it.
And maybe this helps the aesthetic.
This couldn't hurt it.
But the breathing's going to be an issue.
You are correct.
And then to go with the corset, I mean, I've got a number of options, but look, I don't know if these are actually really comfortable, and I'm not aware of it because I've never put them on.
I might be.
But
able
I
to
imagine
tell you.
With hairy legs, they're less comfortable. I'm going with pantyhose.
Yeah. Ooh. I would imagine that's a problem with the hairy legs.
Yeah, you're gonna rip them apart, I would think.
Well, you got new pairs. I mean, it's ever replenished.
Okay,
every day
so
is a fresh pair.
Okay.
I don't think the hair will affect that.
Well, the thighs rubbing together sure would. So, you know, either way, I'm working my way through these things.
So you've got a corset and some pantyhose on.
Beautiful. I am going to go.
You're up.
It is back to me. Okay. Yep. So I'm going the complete opposite route. Last time I put you in a Speedo.
Right.
And that's.
Moments ago.
Just moments ago. You might remember. If you're old enough to remember, I drafted a Speedo.
Yes.
Moments ago. And the problem with that is you are too bare to the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're very exposed.
You could be very cold.
Yeah.
There's a lot of problems. But I'm going to go the exact opposite way. I'm going to put you in too much.
Mm.
And for the rest of your life, you're going to be in a scuba suit.
What?
Scuba Steve.
But now the Speedo is not a problem.
The Speedo's hidden.
Well, I mean... So we have to build... We're not just drafting things to make people wear?
No, this is one outfit.
I did not realize we were drafting just a singular outfit.
I mean,
that corset and the pantyhose, they go together.
You can make us go, you know, like Superman style.
Okay.
So the Speedo's on the outside.
No, that's fine. I will...
But a scuba suit,
so
huh?
I will adjust.
The Speedo's outside the scuba suit. No, go with it, man. That works.
That's literally a superhero costume.
Yeah,
that's all
it is. The tightest Speedo you've ever had.
No. All right. I didn't realize we were drafting like one complete outfit.
That's how he's making his picture.
All right. I'm back. Well, in that case, you got your Speedo, and that's a problem. And now you're going to wear a choker.
Okay.
So just a little, you know, the necklace that is...
A 90s choker?
90s choker.
Now,
sure.
Is that with the spikes?
No.
Okay.
It's really nice. It's probably... It could be lace.
Stop by, like, Hot Topic or Claire's, and you'll find some chokers. I think that they...
Did you ever wear one?
No. Probably not.
No, I don't think you would ever have worn a choker. Okay. But if you had, and there's pictures, I would love to see it.
Yeah, generally, girls wear them, and
I'm seeing it.
They came back. Like, honestly, they came back in style, which I don't know.
The whole 90s have come back.
Yeah.
I feel like I'd be claustrophobic in that.
You would. It would be tight on the neck. But
due to the choking.
I went out with the kids. We went to this, like, a indoor rec center type of a place. what the kids are wearing these days, fellas. They are wearing exactly what we wore when we were young. And I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Dude, we're old now. All full circle.
Yeah, so our style is back, which is pretty fun. Okay, so I have the fedora. We're going to match it with a top that is just, if you're wearing a fedora, you might as well have this on. And we're talking about an Ed Hardy t-shirt.
Oh, man, I had a lot of Ed Hardy t-shirts. I did.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes. I mean, like, there was a window where we were like, oh, that's kind of cool.
Affliction t-shirts.
You did? I remember you wearing
them. Oh, yeah.
You were an MMA bro.
I was a huge MMA bro.
Yeah, and this is
Ed Hardy's some special materials.
That
there.
Is. I'm looking it up. All right, Mike. So you got a fedora and an Ed Hardy t-shirt, which that combination is great.
Yeah, we're looking pretty good. And then even though the youths, maybe we will reach this level based off the way trends go. We probably will. But for us, it would not work. So you got your fedora. You got your Ed Hardy t-shirt on, and you got your JNCO shorts on. So you are just rocking the baggiest of baggy shorts. And they are shorts.
The JNCO is basically an opposite of a Speedo, much as you can be.
I'm talking mid-shin.
Oh, yeah.
A leg that is wide enough that your whole body could fit into
it. A watermelon has to be able to fit in the bottom of those pants.
And that just is the exact – the person that wears the JNCO is the exact opposite of the person that wears the Ed Hardy shirt. So those going together – because I would imagine this Ed Hardy shirt's tight.
Wearing Wranglers.
Yeah.
You're wearing the real sparkly jeans. They're a bit bedazzled on the back.
Okay, so you got a fedora, Ed Hardy t-shirt, and JNCO shorts. Jason – your person is in a Speedo and a choker, so not a lot left to the imagination right now.
And I'm not going to want to cover any of this masterpiece, so I'm going to leave them exposed. I got to go all the way down to the feet, and if I can't have the whole scuba gear, I'm going flippers, baby.
Okay. Now we're talking.
You're walking around.
Yeah.
And if you have not experienced trying to walk in flippers, it isn't the easiest thing. You, generally speaking, end up walking backwards.
Yes.
Oh, really? That's easiest.
It is much easier to walk backwards than forward. So enjoy walking backwards where everyone could see more of you thanks to the Speedo.
Okay. I like it. My final two picks, you're in a corset with pantyhose on.
Okay.
What goes better with those two?
Sure.
Then a pair of mittens. You're wearing mittens the rest of your life, and these aren't gloves.
Oh,
these are the four finger mittens.
You have just one digit.
Somebody decided these would be way easier to make, and they did. They made them it's just a pocket for your fingers and your thumbs. And then I'm going to combine that with, look, you've inspired me, Jason. I'd like dealing with the footwear.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So why not some ice skates?
Goodness.
Anywhere, anytime. Parts of the year, I mean, maybe you have to live in a certain climate to get any benefit from them. But when you go into the bar and ask the bartender for a drink with your mittens and your ice skates on, it's going to be a little awkward.
You know, what is nice about having the ice skates is I'm taller. You know what I mean? It's a real...
No roller coasters that you can't get on.
That's right. I might have a problem like walking up to them because of the ice skates, but I will be legally allowed based on height requirements to ride that coaster.
We approached this draft very differently. You guys went with function, and I went with styling.
Yeah. Well, my entire list was completely different because I didn't realize I was building one outfit.
Fine.
But I'm loving what I'm doing here.
No, it's good work so far.
And I'm going to complete the whole set. You got the choker. You got first of all, this Speedo is certainly black. Everything is black. I'm building
a gothic
black flippers.
It's at least a business.
Black flippers, yes.
Business Speedo.
A business Speedo, exactly. Yeah. I was thinking gothic, but this is what you're going to work in as well, so it's definitely a business Speedo. So I am gonna take the spiked leather wristbands.
Oh, yeah.
As well, because I think that'll go really nice with the choker. And I just, once you start...
This is a very disturbing person you've made.
Well, that's the thing. Walk around in that and see the looks you're going to get.
Hmm.
Because once you start with Speedo, you don't have a lot of other options because everything covers it. So I had to go extremities to make sure that my first pick was secure.
Okay.
I think there was some tops you could have gone with.
Yeah.
Could have.
But he didn't. And, yeah, you better work out, Mr. Speedo Choker Scuba Spike. Yes.
I ain't wearing this. You guys are.
All right, Mike, you get to round out your picks here. What's the final item?
All right, so we will go, man. Now I'm trying to think of it, just what makes this the most ridiculous. So we got the fedora, got the Ed Hardy, we got the JNCO, and for the footwear, I mean, we'll go with some good old-fashioned Birkenstocks.
What are Birkenstocks? What Birkenstocks?
Let's do a Google search of that.
Birkenstocks are a particular set of sandals. Oh. They're the sandals with a bunch of straps.
Yeah. Okay. Those look comfy. I don't think I've ever worn them.
You've really made a heck of a guy here or gal, because that's not a good look.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a mismatch there. I wasn't sure if
you
I should
go. You
did go
full styling here.
I wasn't
not function.
Sure if I should go, socks and sandals, cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm.
But well, no, I like it. I like the Birkenstocks with the JNCOs.
Very nice. Okay. I had a few things that I thought would be interesting.
Yep.
I'm sad I didn't get any of you guys into a huge gold chain.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
very weighty, very uncomfortable.
Right.
That size. I thought about a super tall top hat that's pretty inconvenient.
Yeah.
Thought about some high heels to walk around in.
I couldn't do it.
Nope.
And then some transition
Bright
glasses.
Transition lenses. I've had those before.
Feels like a condemnation to the darkness.
Wait.
Did we have the lenses and the Ed Hardy?
No.
Oh, yes, he did.
Time.
They
not
had to
the
be
same
at the same time.
No, they were not the same time.
They were
time.
So close together.
They were near each other. But yeah, the other stuff I had, I had like a tuxedo and a romper and overalls.
Nice.
Just completely different outfits, not things
onesie.
That would go together. I do see one that I regret to have not been looking at my list when I picked, because it would have fit my outfit, which is an ankle monitor. what I mean? Because you see one of those.
Yeah, that sends up the flares if the thong didn't do it.
Right.
Or I mean the Speedo.
Oh, that
the thong would have been a good pick too.
Imagine like someone trying to trend set. With a fake ankle monitor. You're like, no, this
is there
is
any
cool.
way to explain an ankle monitor away? Any excuse
no,
for anybody?
You can't go anywhere.
Yeah, but if you run into somebody at the movie theater, like, what's your go-to line if you got
you're
an ankle
monitor? This is cool now.
I
opted in?
Yeah, opted.
You're not wearing one?
Yeah.
Okay.
My girl likes to see where I'm at.
I had a deep V-neck.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And then, Jason, you could have gone with this, a mock turtleneck.
Ooh,
put
yeah.
that with your Speedo combo. That would been pretty hot.
Brooks throwing in a cape. A cape a cape is outstanding. Make him wear a cape.
Oh, man. A cape with a fedora.
Actually, monocle would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of ideas.
Maybe a grill where just ice out those teeth.
We would look stupid.
Yeah.
What did we learn today?
I learned that there is a huge opportunity in the future of men's restrooms with the video gamification of urinals.
Gamification of urination.
I learned that Jason will not tolerate unbuttered bread.
No, I will not.
And untoasted as well. And I learned apparently... If you say, now it's your turn to speak, somehow that's just so much ruder than now it's my turn
Mike,
to speak.
Mike, now it's my turn to speak.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's way ruder.
I don't know about that.
Mike, it's my turn to speak.
Yeah, okay, continue.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you next time. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.